you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
You're feeling some pain and decide to go to the doctor. After explaining what is happening, the doctor gives you a referral to the lab for you to do a blood test. The sample will be examined and analyzed by a medical technologist. Get to know more about a career in medical technology on this week's Career Talk. I'm Andre Palmer. Do stay with us. A medical technologist is a professional that analyzes and tests body fluids and tissues. These include blood, urine, cerebrospinal fluid, synovial fluid, all types of tissue samples, and almost any type of sample removed from a patient for testing. They are responsible for operating and maintaining complex analysis equipment in laboratories, while also ensuring the result of each patient is accurate and provided in a timely fashion.
Well, laboratory professionals include medical technologists, phlebotomists, and laboratory technicians. Medical technologist is the person behind the scene in the medical fraternity. And in providing care for the patient, we are the persons who are never seen.
Assistant Laboratory Supervisor, Medical Associates Laboratory, Hervin Hannaford. Mr. Hannaford says medical technologists hold life and death in their hands because the information they provide to doctors influences the medical treatment a patient receives. Medical technologists have to be self-sufficient, precise, and thorough. They are troubleshooters who not only report accurate results, also know when results are incorrect and need to be rechecked. They work in five major areas of the laboratory: blood banking, chemistry, hematology, immunology, and microbiology. Emphasizing that the profession is mainly hands-on, Mr. Hannaford tells us what he thinks is the best part of being a medical technologist.
Coolest thing about being a medical technologist is the interaction with the patients. When you analyze a specimen and you can make that correlation between the patient that you've met and spoke to and seen something happening, to me that's pretty cool.
A medical technologist who gains experience in one of the special areas of the laboratory has the opportunity to advance to a specialist level. In today's laboratories, areas of scientific exploration are the immune system, cell marker technology, bioengineering, and cancer research. In the industry, medical technologists are needed for positions in product development, marketing, sales, quality assurance, environmental health, and insurance, among others. To prepare for a career in medical technology, you should have a solid foundation in sciences. Biology, chemistry, mathematics, and computer sciences, as well as English language.
Well, for a medical technologist, that takes approximately 4 years, and this course of study can be done at the University of Technology or Northern Caribbean University.
The University of Technology, UTEC, also offers a degree program in medical technology. For more information, call UTEC at 876-927-1680. You'll also need clinical education and training in a medical technology program, which is usually done in the form of an internship. So, if you're looking for a career in health where you can have a major effect on diagnosis and prevention of major medical problems, medical technology may be for you. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
Then Chuchu, you know on a smartphone?
Of course!
Then my girl, just download the NHF Quick Prescript app to your smartphone. Use it to send in the prescription to DrugServe, and them will alert you when the prescription ready and you just go pick it up.
Now that I go save time.
Fill your prescription with just a click. Use the NHF Quick Prescript.
For patients in the public health system.
NHF Quick Prescript.
NHF, your partner for healthy living.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.